Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we agree with your plan today. We are so grateful that you, the Most High God, know our name. We are grateful, Lord God, that you come, that you are available for us whenever we call upon your name. We appreciate you, Lord God. And Father, because we don't know our errors, we don't know whether we sinned or not against you, O Most High, against other people, we ask you to forgive us, O God, creating us a clean heart. In the name of Jesus, we are grateful that we could call upon your name. We are so grateful, Lord God, that you know our name. We are so grateful that we could say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And Father, as we pray for the children of the world today, we are grateful that we could call upon your mighty name, your holy name, that you are righteous. You are the King of kings. There's nobody great like you. And Lord, you said, suffer little children come unto you and forbid them not, for as they are part of your kingdom as well. So, Father, we lift up every child in every nation all over the world, Asia, Antarctica, Australia, North America, South America, and Europe. And we ask you for protection, direction, guidance for every one of them. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are thankful, Lord God, that we can say, Abba, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for their guidance, for their direction, for protection, for healing for our children. Lord, there's wars and rumors of wars in different countries, oh God. And we thank you, Lord God, for safety, protection, a shield around the children, oh God. Father, the enemy's out to kill our children from the womb all the way through college age, oh God. But we cover them with the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are holy. You are righteous. You are God. There's no God great like you, Jehovah. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you thanks today. Hallelujah. We say thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And Father, as we open our mouths to pray for the children today, we ask you to pray through us in the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way, have your way, have your way in Jesus' name. But we say welcome to the children's prayer line for the children. We're praying for the children today. Oh, yeah, and we're thanking God for each one of you that came on with us today. Our host today is Sister Vivian from Marrero, Louisiana. We thank God for her. We thank God for you. And Sister Vivian's going to sing a song of praise unto the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Good afternoon, Sister Vivian.
Good afternoon. God bless each one of you name by name. Praise God. Hallelujah. Good evening. Praise God. Hallelujah. In the presence of Jehovah, God Almighty, Prince of Peace, troubles vanish, hearts amended in the presence of the King. In the presence of Jehovah, God Almighty, Prince of Peace, troubles vanish, hearts amended in the presence of our King. Praise God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, thank you, Lord, today. Thank you so much for that song, Sister Vivian. And we thank God, you know, for the children all over the world. God loves the children. He does.
The B-I-B-L-E. Yes, I
thank God for the children. We're praying for their safety, their protection all over the world, because the children need prayer. So we're coming mm-hmm. together to pray for the children today. We're thanking God for each of you. Sister Vivian, it's on you right now. We have Sister Lanny, Sister Mary Nichols, and Sister Betty, we're going to let you listen for just a bit so you could kind of see how we flow. But if you would like to pray, would you like to pray later or you just want to listen, Sister Betty?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am. I'm driving, so I'll listen right now. I'm listening and driving.
Okay, go ahead. We'll just let you listen today. Okay, we also have 5904. Let's see, 536, 3215. I'm not familiar with your number. May we have your name, please?
My name is Sharon. Sister Sharon.
Okay, Sister Sharon, and you are Sister Pittman's friend as well.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so we'll just let you listen for a little bit, and we'll see how the Lord, flow, okay? All right, so you got Sister Lanny, Sister Mary, and me so far, so we can go with that. Sister Vivian, go ahead.
All right, praise God. Well, Sister Lanny? We are asking if you could pray. Praise God. I'm seeing if I'm loud enough so you can hear me. Could you pray for the children that are being killed during this time? Pray that no more children be killed during these holiday seasons.
Yes, ma'am. Father, in the name of Jesus, we so thank you that you are God of life. You love life. You created life. You are our lifeline. And we are dealing with a situation in the earth where young people have lost their lives through some things that others have done, some things they've done. But we ask in God that you will turn that around. We pray, God, that through your grace and your mercy, touching the hearts of those who are abusers, touching the hearts of those who feel like they've been abused and want to bring harm to themselves. God, we pray that that spirit of murder will no longer be a part of our environment. Father, we thank you that you have set a time and a place where we begin to see you move in a unique way. God, in the name of Jesus, we're asking for the lives of our young people, our young men, our young ladies, who have not had a chance to even live to know what life is really about, and the enemy has come to compromise that. We come against that in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over them. We pray, God, with all of our heart, releasing all the forces of heaven. You sent your word and healed them, your ministering angels, hallelujah, the blood of Jesus. And we don't leave anything to wish to a plan. We come before you, Father, honestly, to simply say nothing is going to happen except you move. So, God, we pray that you will move right now in our circumstances, move in our environment all over the world, where young people's lives are being snipped out as a result of someone else's issues. So, God, in Jesus' name, we ask for your mercy now. And we thank you, Father, that you said that you're our shepherd and we don't have to walk for anything. So we come to you and we lay our hearts out before you, God. You said that we go through the valley of the shadow of death because you are with us. We stand in the gap for those children who don't have any covering. We stand in the gap for those children who have not been taught the word of God. We don't want them to leave this earth without a revelation knowledge of you, without them accepting you into their hearts. Your word says, your pleasure, that is, it's your desire that no one should perish. We want to thank you for that and ask for divine intervention in Jesus' name. And while, Father, you're making a way for them in their spaces, we pray you will empower us to know how to encourage our young people to live and how to encourage others to protect life instead of destroy it. We thank you, Father, that you hear and answer prayer. We thank you, Father, that you're already working some things that we cannot see. But we petition you in the name of Jesus, 2 and 3 touch and agreeing, that this shooting and these mass killings and this abuse, suicide, all of those things that contribute to the loss of lives, that it will cease, God. We ask that you arise in authority and take your rightful place. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Praise God. Sister Mary Nichols, can you pray for children that that don't have, at this time of the year, don't have, some of them don't have proper clothing, food, and some of them really don't have shelter. So pray for those kids.
Right. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you. Thank you, Lord, that you are our Father. You have your eye on all of the children. You love the children. And Lord, we just ask that you would, at this time, give them miraculous provision, protection, and peace, Lord, that they will learn of you and that they would have you as their Father. Lord, I just ask that you would call upon your people to notice the children who are suffering, who are in lack, who are having problems, who are having to live in places that are not suitable for children, your children. So Lord, we just ask that you would bless them and send people, your people, to help so that they would not continue to suffer these things. I ask in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Praise Amen. God. Okay. Sister G, pray for children that they don't go into depression this season to do harmless things to themselves.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Father. Right. I'm sorry, did you say something else?
I didn't mean to say harmless. I mean
harm. Yeah, harm. Okay. Okay, I got you. Father, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you that we call upon your mighty name, your holy name. You are gracious and you are merciful. You are so kind. You are so loving, O God. You say, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Hope thou in God. Bashiya, praise him, the health of our countenance, the health of our children's countenance, and our God. And so, Father, we just come to praise you today to say, thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for our families. Thank you, Father, for fathers. Thank you, Lord God, for mothers. Thank you, Lord God, for children, oh God. In the name of Jesus, and Father, sometimes there's so much that go on behind closed doors. Nobody know but you and those who are behind the closed doors what's going on. Sometimes our children are being cussed out. Sometimes they're being, you know, mishandled, mistreated, or talked down to. Sometimes, Lord, they're not respected. Sometimes they're not even treated like human beings. They are mistreated. They're abused. And so, Father, we come against every abuse, every spirit, unlike the Holy Spirit in the family, where the father, the mother, the siblings are mistreating one or all of the children, oh God. We come against that spirit right now, and it is causing them to be depressed. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the joy of the Lord is our children's strength. And Lord, many children don't have, many children are homeless. And they go to school every day, and children are picking on them. And it puts them down. It makes them, you know, feel bad. So, Father, You want children to have joy. Joy, not happiness temporary, but joy. That kind of deep down joy that you can give, oh God. So, Father, we thank you, oh God, for straightening out the mess in the household where there's abuse. Maybe psychological, physical, spiritual, emotional abuse. But we say go in the name of Jesus. Our children will not be put down. They will be built up. They will know that they are loved by their parents. They will know that they're loved by their siblings. They will know they're loved by their teachers at school, teachers in Sunday school. And, Lord, we come against that spirit that's withholding the children, that's stopping, you know, that's causing them to suffer because they don't, you know you. They don't know you. They don't know your name. They've never gone to a church before. They're stopped, oh, God, from going forth, learning who you are. So, Father, we thank you that our children won't be put down, abused, but they won't be mistreated, but they'll be loved. They will have much love. They'll know that they're accepted. They'll be protected from the enemy that's coming against them, even in their own families, oh God. And, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, that they will begin to come out of that depression without medication, oh God. Some of them are depressed because, you know, they're bullied, or some of them are depressed because they see their friends have, you know, the latest tennis shoes or the latest, the whatever they call those outfits that are by, you know, important people. But, Lord, I thank you, Lord God, for meeting all their needs. You are their provider, Jehovah Jireh, a mighty provider. Provide joy. Love, joy, and peace for our children. And we say, thank you, Lord God. Oh, yeah, we say depression, oppression, suppression, go in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Praise God. Father God, we are bringing the children before you, Lord God, that have been attacked by the evil spirit of anger, Lord God. Father, that old anger spirit is following them around, oh God. They are angry about everything, Lord God. We curse it. We pull down every principality and power of the air, anything, oh God, that's fallen in their way, oh God, wherever they shall stand, oh God. Father God, we curse that spirit, oh God, that tries to speak negativism in their ears, oh God. Father God, that they will hear, oh God, every time the devil speaks, God, they'll hear what the word has said, someone has spoken into their lives, oh God. Father God, and we curse that spirit of anger, oh God, that tries to rise up in them again, and we pull it down in the name of Jesus and speak to it and say, it will not rise, it shall not stand, it will not stay, in the name of Jesus, Lord, spirit of anger that tries to cause them to do all kind of things. Father God, in the name of Jesus, even cut himself. Devil, use a liar. Our children shall be whole by the power of the Holy Ghost. God, you shed your blood, God, for everyone here on the earth, including the child that you would have let them come here, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we curse that spirit of anger. Oh, God, they want to hate people, oh, God, or hate certain colors. We curse that spirit of anger that want to, oh, God, not get involved, oh, God, call people out of their name. We curse that spirit of anger in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, Father God, that does not want to obey in the name of Jesus. We curse that spirit of anger in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father God, that causes them to want to do drugs. Hallelujah. They are delivered from the powers of Satan and powers of sin in the name of Jesus. No demon spirit cannot hold them bound. I speak deliverance in the name of Jesus. Father God, that their, oh, Father God, that their hearts are overrunning with joy. We speak joy at this season. We speak the joy of the Lord is their strength. Oh, praise God. Oh, the joy of the Lord shall lift them up, oh, God. And, Lord, they will be happy and joyful, oh, God, no matter where they are, where they will be. Oh, even all in Ukraine, God, and wherever they've been scattered, we speak the joy of the Lord that this season will be a season, oh, God, for them like never before. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. All right. Sister Laney, pray for children to be healed in the hospital or to get out in time for Christmas. Sister Lane. All right. Sister Nichols.
I mean, she may be
muted.
Yeah.
All right. Sister Nichols, I'll come back to her. Can you? Yes. Can you pray for children be healed in the hospital the day so they can come out and be out to enjoy their Christmas? Amen.
Oh, okay. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your provision of people to help the children who are ill. Thank you, Lord, for your healing power. We just ask, Lord, that those children all around the world who are in the hospital for various illnesses, conditions, mistreatment, everything, Lord, help them to be healed so that they can be out of the hospital to celebrate your birth, to celebrate life itself. Lord, we just depend on you. Thank you, Lord, for healing the children. In your name, amen.
Amen. Sister Laney?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you pray against that gay spirit that continues to develop, that children find out who they really are by their sex? Amen.
Yes. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bring before you the children who have suffered with their sexual identity through experiences they've seen, things they've heard, things that they participated in, whether knowingly or unknowingly. And as a result, there they have been influenced by the enemy to think that they are not the way you made them. And Father, we know that you made us male and female, and you have given us assignment after those things that we ought to be in the earth and what we ought to be about, what a male child is like and what a female child is like. Father, the children that are confused, we pray, God, for their deliverance right now in the name of Jesus. We pray that ministry will come to them and someone will help them to understand that their way of thinking is flawed, it's against the word of God, it's an abomination to you, and that you are not pleased with that kind of decision that they would make. So, God, we come against the enemy continuing that process of seducing them away from their true identity according to your plan, your creation plan. We pray, Father, that family members, people that they are associated with, who have an understanding, who know you, who know who you are, and know what you said in the word, that they will become, their hearts will become pliable, and their minds will be able to be changed through the work of Holy Spirit, through the teaching of the word of God. We pray, God, that someone would love them enough to give them the truth, and we pray, God, that they will begin to receive the truth. Now we bind the enemy now in the name of Jesus. All his tricks, all his tactics, all his things that he said and done to put this in the mind of these children, God, we pray right now we come against that spirit, we bind it in the name of Jesus, and we loose your spirit of spirit and truth upon them. We pray deliverance power through them through the blood of Jesus. But more than anything, Father, we pray that they have a mind and a heart that will receive instruction, that they will be ready to hear. So, God, we know that you, we ask that you hold back the darkness, give them time and give them room that they'll be able to hear. In the meantime, Father, we bind the enemy off them in Jesus' name, that he will no longer continue to create new converts, but that you will give us wisdom as the body of Christ to know how to teach and draw these children back to you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
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 Sister Vivian, Sister Annette is on. Sister Annette is on too.
Okay. All right. Sister G, pray for children that are going to surgery, that the angels will be encamped all around them and guide the doctors and nurses. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, you know the end of a thing from the beginning. You know every child you birthed into this world. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that, you know, their mothers pushed them out, but you were right there. You created and formed and shaped them. You blew your breath in their bodies, oh, God. You knew everything that they would have to face in their entire lives, oh, God. And many children are in hospitals or scheduled for surgery, some of them at home. And, Lord, they're fearful. Remove fear from them, oh, God, because the knife has to come upon their bodies, oh, God. But, Lord, we thank you that you are the great physician, the great healer, the great doctor, oh, God, Dr. Jesus. We thank you for stepping in their situations, oh, God. We thank you, Lord God, for providing the right doctors, the right assistants, oh, God, the right surgeons, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord God, for you, oh, God, preparing them. Oh, yeah, preparing them emotionally, preparing them physically for the surgery, Lord God. And Father, even if it's not necessary, I thank you that no knife will come upon their bodies, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we are so grateful that we could call upon your mighty name on behalf of the children because you said, beloved above all, I wish you prosper and be in health even as your soul is prospering, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for the prep work that has to be done before every child goes into the surgical room. We ask you, Lord, to touch their parents because the parents sometimes get, you know, very emotional. Oh, God, and many of them do not know how to pray. Many of them do not pray for their children, whether they're at home in surgery or in the hospital or wherever they are. So we cover all the children all over the world that are scheduled for surgery in the name of Jesus, that all is well, that, Lord God, that healing will begin to take place, oh, God, even before the surgery, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So when they go, oh, God, for surgery, Lord, all is well. That is their testimony. All is well. They will come out, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, healthy and well. I thank you for the recuperation time will be short in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, for being there, guiding the doctor's hands, making sure that their eyesight is clear, making sure that everything is sterile, making sure there are no mishaps, no breakdowns in the surgical room, but everything will go according to your will and your plan in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Sister Annette, can you pray against anxiety attacks?
Yes, thank you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we love and praise, we bless and honor you today, God. We thank you for the privilege and opportunity to call on your name today because we know that you're the answer for everything, Lord God. So as we come on behalf of the children, Father, we pray against anxiety attacks in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I heard Stephen Furtick say that if he had to name this age, it would be the age of anxiety. And so, Father God, we come against that spirit that is running rampant throughout the world, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we curse the very seed and root of the spirit of anxiety, Father, along with its cohorts of fear and worry, Lord God. We bind that spirit, Lord God, and its cohorts in the name of Jesus. We curse the very seed of anxiety. Oh, God, we just loose, oh, God, peace and calm, Lord God, and trust in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we pray that the children, Lord God, would be turned to you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, realizing that you are the answer for all things, Father, that you are going to protect them because you would never leave them, you never forsake them, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, even if they need food, clothing, shelter, God, that you will make a way, that you will provide for them, Father, that no matter what happens, God, that you are in control. Even the footprint poem, God, that you were there all the time, Father, that the steps they didn't see, that you were there beside them, Lord God. So we just pray, Lord God, that you regulate their minds in the name of Jesus, Father. We just pray, oh God, that every chemical and hormone would be balanced. In the name of Jesus, we pray that they would come into spiritual alignment in the name of Jesus, Father, their emotions, their physical, their spirit, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over their mindset. Oh, Rabbi Shiko, Roboshe, Rabbi She, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, a mindset, Lord God, that things are going to be well, a mindset, Lord God, that you will make a way for them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we pray that every traumatic experience that they've had, if it's created the anxiety, Father, we pray that you heal their hearts, heal their minds, heal their spirits in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we cover them with the blood of Jesus, Lord of the harvest. We pray that you send forth laborers across their path, Lord, who will be able to reach them, Lord God. We pray that you give the laborers wisdom, oh God, and understanding on how to reach these children, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord God, that you regulate their minds, oh God, and, Father, that you will provide everything they need. As we pray for them, we do pray above all for their salvation. And, Father, we ask you to pour out your spirit among them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Fill them with your precious Holy Ghost, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just pray that the shalom and the peace. Father, even the scripture, it said that a child that is at peace with his mother, that he would be, the child would be calm. And so, God, we pray, Lord God, that you speak to their minds, that calm that a child feels with their mother felt when they were small, Lord God, that calmness will come upon them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father, that it is well, Father God. Let that be in their hearts and minds and spirit, God. It is well in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord God, for the children. And, God, we just thank you, Father, that you make a way of escape, Father, from anxiety for them, Father, by the healing of their minds and their spirits and their bodies in the name of Jesus. We just speak life over them, life abundantly, Lord God. We just thank you that you're the God that heals, whether it's mental, physical, emotional, spiritual, God. You are the answer. You are the way. And so we thank you for intervening supernaturally on behalf of the children that had experienced anxiety. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, we are looking at the children, Lord God, Father God, far and near, God, that they will allow at a young age, Lord, allow salvation to come into their hearts, oh God. Father, I pray that they'll be hungry. They'll hunger after you, oh God, Father God, and want to know you, God. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that many will come to know Jesus as their personal Savior. Praise God. That, oh, Father God, we will not have a generation, oh, God, running wild and does not want to attend church, does not want prayer, does not want the things of God, but they will hunger, give a hunger in their hearts, oh, God, Father God, for the things of you, that they, oh, God, adhere to the word, oh, Father God, whether they have parents to bring them or not, God. Father God, let them get to the age of accountability, oh, God, and before, Lord God, that this word, oh, God, is more powerful out here than anything on this earth, oh, God. Father, so I pray, oh, Father God, that they will hunger and thirst after righteousness, oh, God, so that they will not be led down the wrong path, oh, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, salvation, salvation in the hearts of our young people, especially our teenagers, God. Let them not be roaming, oh, God. But, oh, Father God, letting the word penetrate their hearts, oh, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, Father God, that their hearts will be ready for you to come in and help them and amend them, oh, God. Father God, so they won't be caught up in the other things on campuses. And, oh, Father God, oh, God, they'll hold a prayer meeting. I remember young people used to host prayer meetings on the college campuses. And I pray that they still do, God. I pray, oh, God, others will be drawn into the prayer ministry, oh, God. Father God, they'll let others know, God, it's nothing like serving a true and a living God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I pray that salvation come into our young people's hearts, oh, God. Oh, God, so we won't find them or caught up into other things, oh, God. Oh, so they'll know how to pray for themselves, oh, God. Lord God, so their understanding will become illuminated. Hallelujah. Praise God. I pray, oh, Father God, that our young people, oh, God, will say, Jesus, I want Jesus into my heart, oh, God. Lord, they'll have a living desire, oh, God, a holy desire, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, because you are ever living, and you are a holy God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So I pray, oh, Father God, right now that many will be saved during this season, that they'll know what Christmas is all about, that it's not about the gifts. It's not about, oh, God, it's not about a baby in a manger, but it's about you now lives in the hearts of your people, oh, God. Oh, Father God, let them bring themselves to you. Yes, Lord God, may they bring themselves to you and say, Lord, live in my heart today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Oh, Lord. Sister Elaine. Sister Elaine? Sister Elaine? All right. Sister Mary Nichols, pray for fair sentences for our children that's going before the courts, that they will not be judged according to their color or where they are from, but they will be judged according to the deeds that they have done in their body. Amen.
Okay. Sister Mary Nichols had to go, and I don't know, Sister Laney may be on mute. But Father, in the name of Jesus, before we do that, we have a 504-430. May I have your name, please? 504-430. Not familiar with your number. May we have your name, please? Okay. They may be just listening today. Father, in the name of Jesus, you know, many of our children get into trouble in the name of Jesus. Sometimes, Lord God, they don't have rules at home, and they're wandering in the street when they should be at home. They don't have rules to follow, and some of them are just rebellious. They haven't been obedient. They haven't been taught guidelines. They haven't been taught how to listen, how to follow instructions, how to obey their parents. And so consequently, they get in trouble. So, Father, we are praying for those children who find themselves before the judge in the name of Jesus, that, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that their parents would have to stand with them before the judge in the name of Jesus, because, Lord, many children are innocent. They got caught up. Their friends said, come go with me, and they were out doing drugs or stealing or whatever it is they were doing. breaking into places, Lord God, juvenile delinquents, oh God. But we thank you in the name of Jesus that our children would not be juvenile delinquents anymore in the name of Jesus, that they would learn from wrong and that they would not get right and wrong mixed up. They won't think that it's wrong to throw a brick in somebody's window or a speed at 100 miles an hour. Or they won't think that it's okay to smoke weed. They won't think that it's okay, you know, to harm anybody, oh, God, to get caught up in the court system, Lord. But, Lord, I thank you that their parents are responsible for them. So they will be standing with them in the courtroom. So, Father, I thank you for rules in the home, rules in the school, and our children, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, will learn rules. But many children have not learned rules. They have to stand before a judge. And they feel like, Lord, how did I get here? How did I get before a judge? I know I cut class. I know I did this. I know I did that. But, Lord, let it never be happen again that they have to stand in front of a judge for doing wrong, for doing breaking the law. You said follow the laws of the land. And so many children don't even know the laws. They don't even know, you know, why they got in trouble. But, Lord, I thank you that trouble don't last always. I thank you for a covering for our children in the name of Jesus. And thank you for compassionate judges. You are a compassionate judge. So, Father, have mercy upon the children that find themselves standing before you in a courtroom. And they're just horrified. Because they're like, how did I get here? Some of them 12, 13, 16, whatever, Lord God. Many of them start drugs when they were young, and their brains are all messed up. They don't even know if they were going or coming. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke a confusion spirit, and I thank you that our children will not have to stand before a judge ever again. But, Lord God, they will choose to do the right thing over the wrong thing in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Sister Laney?
Yes, ma'am. May I please apologize for being in and out. There was a homicide in Jackson State. We were trying to find out where our children were involved, and so I apologize for that. I had to communicate with a parent and a student. I have a praise report about Devin, the baby we've been praying for, who is almost two. She's pre of cancer. St. Jude sent a notice to the parents that her last report shows that she is cancer-free. So, amen.
Oh,
amen.
Amen.
Amen. Please forgive
praise
me. Forgive me.
Praise God. Sister Laney, can you pray for children not to join the occult during these holidays?
Yes, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, Father, thinking that all things are thine. You already know everything from the beginning. We appreciate the fact, Father, you said that you created us, you formed us, you said not to be afraid, that you've given us salvation, and that you know us by name, and we belong to you. God, you already know the children who have been seduced, are being seduced by demonic spirits, that those foul spirits trying to pull them away from their original purpose which you birthed them to do and to be. We know, God, you've got the purpose for them. You've got the plan for them. And the enemy wants to confuse their mind. We bind that foul spirit. We bind that crippling false spirit, that untruth that will cause them to be hypnotized away from you. God, we pray that Holy Spirit and the ministering angels will triumph fighting for them, that they would want to be set free. Everything surrounds ministry, God. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will send ministry to help them to know who they are, help them know the truth about who they are and what they are for. In the name of Jesus, we come against every lying spirit that will trip them up and cause them to stray away from the purpose from which you've given them. Father, we ask this in the name of Jesus. We ask, Father, that they will develop a need to know truth. Hallelujah. That they would develop a need to know truth, that they would weary themselves of trying to find their own way in their own strength. And they will turn to someone who is loving you, who know you, who have named you as that Lord and Savior. And they can get the guidance they need, and they will have the opportunity to have that deliverance prayer prayed over them. So we speak it now in Jesus' name, that you already make an arrangement for them to meet that person, that somebody will partner with them and show them how to be set free. In Jesus' name, we plead the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the angels that's fighting right now to hold back the darkness so that they can find their way. We give you glory and praise for who you are as our Lord and our Savior. And we thank you, Father, for the children who are being set free right now from the spirit of seducing spirits of witchcraft and all those other things that come to confuse them and have them on the wrong path. It's in the name of Jesus we pray, and we thank you, Father, for their deliverance and their healing in Jesus' name. Amen.
All right. Sister Annette, pray for children that are being adopted at this time. They want the baby to be there for their Christmas present. So pray for all the children that's being adopted.
Father God, we thank you for the children, Lord God. We know that you love the little children, Father. So we thank you for the gift of children. And God, the gift of adopted children, Father, the kids that are being adopted during this precious season as we acknowledge you and your birth, Lord God. And so, Father, we pray that the adoptions would go well in the name of Jesus. We pray that the families that will be adopting the children, God, that they would know you as their Lord and Savior. We pray, oh God, that it would be a safe environment for the children. We pray that the love of God would be shared abroad in the parents' hearts toward the children. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray that that if there were any complications during the birth of the child, Lord God, that everything would be well. Father, the children that have special needs, we pray for your miraculous healing to flow from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you, Lord God, for families having the desire to want to adopt the children. And even now, adoption is seen in a much more positive vein because people realize that we have been adopted into the body of Christ. And so, Father, we just thank you, Father, for this great thing that you have provided, this system where children can have parents and parents can have children, and that they can meet each other's needs. So we just thank you, Father, and we pray, oh God, that the ones who even want children, a lot of times it takes a child adopting a child before the natural parents can even get pregnant. So those that have that desire to have even their own children, Lord God, we pray that you would grant their wishes, Lord God. So we pray your blessings upon them, Lord God. And, Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over them, Father. And those that are not saved, again, we pray for their salvation, Lord God. Father, let it be a glorious time, realizing, Lord God, that these little babies, as the song said, Mary, did you know that this child, and God, we don't realize what's in the children, but God, we just pray that the parents would be perceptive and that they would know, they would have an idea, they would know, God, what you have in store for those children. They would be able to recognize their potential and talent, skills, and abilities, that they would be able to steer their lives to glorify you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We thank you, Father. We just plead your blood over them. And let the financial assistance be there, God, everything that they need to make it a successful thing, Father. We pray for its success. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Father God, we pray for the children that out on the streets playing, oh God, that they don't be abducted and killed, Father God. We just recognized there was a FedEx driver picked up a little young child and killed her, oh God.
Father, we praying, oh God, against every perpetrator, oh God, that they don't be any kind of worker that's coming up to the home to snatch a child, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we are praying for that parent, oh God, which child was taken and killed, God. But Father God, we are, oh God, we are the living, oh God, children that go out in front of their homes and play with innocent, oh God. We come against the enemy, oh Father God, the enemy of theft, oh God, the enemy to kill, the enemy to abuse, the enemy, oh God, that have this longing in their throats, oh God, to take a baby, oh God, Father, to do different things with it, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we curse that spirit, oh God, from any worker that let none have a job that is going to have a lustful spirit. Yes, a lustful spirit. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, one that have, oh God, their sepulchre filled with filth, oh God, their eyes, oh God, filled with filth, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, their hands to touch, oh God, their unclean hands, God, we curse it in the name of Jesus, oh God, to snatch a child, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh God, no weapon formed against our children this day, hallelujah, shall prosper in the name of Jesus, Lord God. God, we are bringing our children before you, oh God, right now, God, throughout this season, oh God, when the devil wants to call all kind of havoc, oh God, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, the upset, uproar, tear down, oh Father, the home, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, devil, use a liar. Oh, our children shall be kept safe. Our children shall be whole in the name of Jesus from anything. Let nobody give them any kind of drug, oh God, or put something on them, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we praying for your angels, oh God. Oh, God, your angels are encamped, oh God, to protect them, oh God. Oh, yes, from the enemy, oh God. Oh, because he comes. Ah, yes, aha. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but he's a liar. He's a liar. We decree that he shall not, he will not steal, kill, and destroy, that they may have life and have it more abundantly. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Amen. All right. Sister Lainey?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Pray for children in war-torn countries that they will have a wonderful Christmas.
Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, only you can do that. We know that what we see and what we've heard, but we thank you, Father, for the beautiful children that were in Carnegie Hall, I believe, this week from Ukraine who came singing Christmas carols. We don't know how you did it. We don't know how, but because you are God, you can do anything. So, Father, even in the war-torn zone where they are dealing with the enemy, where they don't know what's coming from one moment to the next, Father, you can speak peace in the midst of a storm in Jesus' name. We ask in the name of Jesus that the children, particularly in Ukraine and other places, in Japan and other places where the people are at unrest, Father, in the name of Jesus, that the miracle of Jesus being born in the season of Christmas, that spirit of that miracle spirit will bless the children all over the world, particularly those in war-torn eras, that they will experience a beautiful Christmas, that you will make it possible for someone to get to them and give them some things and do some things with them and touch them and hold them and love them and remind them that you still love them and they love them and they're going to be all right. We thank you, Father, for hope that maketh not ashamed. We thank you, Father, that you have the power to do all these things. And we ask in the name of Jesus if there are certain rescue services, even some of the agencies that we have in our country that go after people who are hurting, Doctors Without Borders and other people who go to these war-torn areas and bring presents and bring the simpler things to the children, a simple little toy, a simple little trinket, just to show them that they're loved and they're cared about, to bring a smile on their face. We ask that, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you would bless the children in the war-torn Arabs in the Christmas season. Let them see your heart. Let them see hope again. And more than anything, Father, that they will have hope that one day that they will come out of that situation and be able to bless somebody else. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Vivian, are you there?
I'm sorry, I had put the on mute and didn't know. Sister D, can you touch on the pray for the mental ill and close us out?
Okay. Hallelujah. Father, you are on time, God. And Father, you, oh God, gave us healthy minds in the name of Jesus. But Lord, sometimes things got messed up in the mind of our children, Lord God. And so, Father, we pray, Lord God, every inherited curse of mental illness, every curse of mental illness, whether they got that way from through a family, through their family, or, Lord God, through some situation. So, Father, we pray for their mental health in the name of Jesus, that the children, oh God, would have a turnaround breakthrough. Some children have experienced trauma, and their minds got messed up. Some children have experienced drugs. Their mind got mixed up. Some children, Lord God, have been abused, and their minds got messed up. But whatever the reason that caused them to have mental illness, we decree and declare that their minds are healed, healthy, and whole in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, let this mind be in them, which is in Christ Jesus, oh God. Let them have the mind of Christ. And your mind is healthy, dear Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for all the children, all you're doing for all the children. Father, we come today lifting up our babies, and many of them are toddlers now, baby Chloe, baby Zoe, baby Revere. And we thank you for the good report for baby Devin, Lord God. And now she's cancer-free. We're thanking you for all of our babies having excellent health, excellent strength, Father God, in the name of Jesus, in their bodies. We decree and declare that they have been made whole by your stripes, oh God, and that they, oh God, can go out and rip and run and play with their friends. They don't have to have, you know, this special caution or that special caution, oh God. But now, oh God, they are free of illness of any type in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you for everyone who came on today on the line. We ask you, Lord, to bless them and their families, oh God, protect them. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, that the joy of the Lord is our strength. I cover us with the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over us from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. We decree and declare that we are protected under the shadow of your almighty wings. You are our protector. You are the shepherd that we need. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for ordering our steps, oh, God, in a plain path, Father. Help us to keep our mind stayed on you in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, that, oh God, you, oh God, know everything concerning us. You are with us. You won't leave us. Remove fear. Lord, there's a lot of fear going on during this time. And we say remove the fear, Father God. And I thank you for stronger faith. Faith. We're not walking in fear. We're walking in faith. 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 Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So we are walking in faith on a daily basis, and we are praising your name. We are honoring you. We are giving you glory. You are the King of glory. You are. We delight ourselves in you, oh God. And we thank you for this hour of prayer for the children, that when we open our mouths, you spoke the prayer through us, oh God, because truly we don't know how to pray as we should. But, Lord, we thank you, oh God, for all the prayers you answered on our behalf and on behalf of the children in every continent. We appreciate you, Lord. We bless you. We honor you. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord God Almighty. We honor your presence in Jesus' name. Well, we thank God for all of you coming on with us today. We thank God for you listening, for you participating. In the name of Jesus, continually lift up the children in prayer daily, not just on a Tuesday. We thank God for you all. We love you. We appreciate you. God bless each of you and your family. Amen.
Amen. We bless you.